Soulja Boy Tough. Hey, I got this new damn for y'all called the Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy burst onto the hip-hop scene when his first hit, Song and Dance, Crank That, became an internet phenomenon. The song then rose to number one on the Billboard charts.
I wrote and produced the song Crank That, so it was 100% Soulja Boy, so, you know. And I sat back in the bedroom of my house, and I was on the computer. I made the beat to it, wrote the song, wrote everything I was doing, choreographic dance. We uploaded the YouTube video, the instructional, how to do the dance. And right now it's like at 27 million views on YouTube. And I signed my record deal with Mr. Carter Paul, Interscope Records. And here I am.
Superman that, oh, yeah, why me crack that Robocop? Super friend, now why me jock? Jocking on them, hate them, man. When I do that, Soulja Boy, I lean to the left.
Soulja Boy believes that the future of music is for those who embrace new technologies.
People don't want the actual physical disc anymore. Like, it's all turned into digital, you know. There's a lot of kids now, and it's a lot of iPods being sold, a lot of internet connection. You know, people using iTunes and Rhapsody and Napster to download their music for free, or whether they choose to pay for it. But so high tech nowadays, where people don't, you know, need the CD anymore. Like, first it was the 8-track, then it was the cassette tape player, then after that, it was the CD. You know, the CD is dying out and it's going to iTunes.
So thank you, Entertainment Soulja Boy, A-Rail, we got something new for y'all. Man, when somebody be in your face on your nerves, they're talking and talking and you don't want to hear it, they'll be like, y'all, trick y'all! Hey, Soulja Boy, can I, y'all, trick y'all! Yo, well, A-Rail, I really like y'all, trick y'all! California!
Soulja Boy was born in Chicago, but grew up poor in Georgia and Mississippi. It was in the South where he got his nickname.
Name Soulja Boy, my mom gave me that as my childhood nickname. Like, every time she always called me Soulja Boy, you know, that's what she always called me. So once I started rapping, the first song I ever recorded, at the beginning of the song, I was like, Soulja Boy, tell him. Like, I was referring to myself in the third person. Like, tell him, go ahead, rap. And I started. And after that, like, all the fans would be like, Soulja Boy, tell him, Soulja Boy, tell him. So, you know, I kept that name, and that's what everybody called me today.
Soulja Boy Tough.
Yeah.
Right now it's going down.
Yeah.
Looking for the soldier girl.
Oh, hey, yeah.
Hey, hey, hey,
hey. Watch me do.
Although Soulja Boy has been in the spotlight as a new rap artist, some rap artists, including 50 Cent and Jay-Z, say his music is not really hip hop.
For artists, like, they have a reputation that they have to make statements like that, it generates, you know, interest in me. So, like, people like, why is this artist stating, like, opinions about that, about this artist right here? So, let me check out, let me see what Soulja Boy is talking about. So, for me to be number one in every category and have artists like that, you know, making statements like that about me, that generates, you know, interest from the public to me.
You gotta walk it out.
From where I come from, you know, to think that I can get to this spot one day in my life is crazy, you know, to think like that. But now that I'm here, you know, I've proven a lot of people wrong, and to sit back and look like how far I came in such a short period of time, it feels real good.
In that short period of time, Soulja Boy has recorded a number one hit and performed on tour with Bow Wow and Omarion, artists who, only a year ago, he was trying to emulate. Soulja Boy will release a second album later this year. He'll launch his own label, to be called SOD, Money Game Entertainment, and he's been asked to star in movies. At 17, Soulja Boy has already shared much of the same success as some of his veteran critics.
You
I'm Larry London, VOA News.
All right.